I'm Erica Smith, and you're listening to the Teaching Strides Podcast, a production of the Academic Development Center at Mount Royal University.
I'm Julie Mooney, and this is Teaching Strides, Episode 5. This episode brings Season 1, our pilot and inaugural season, to a close. We'd like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in, subscribing to the series, and continuing the conversation in your own departments, disciplines, and domains. Today we speak with Deanna Weeb about debriefing and peer feedback. Deanna Weeb serves as both a faculty member and a flight instructor in the aviation program at Mount Royal University. A graduate of the program in 2001, Professor Weeb returned to MRU in 2009 to assume the role of chief flight instructor. Her graduate research focused on creating a supportive environment for student learning. In 2013, Deanna Weeb became assistant professor in the Department of General Management, Human Resources, and Aviation at Mount Royal University. Professor Deanna Weeb, welcome to Teaching Strides.
Thank you.
So today we're talking about teaching debriefing and peer feedback to aviation students. And I wonder if you can start us off just by setting a bit of the context. What is the assignment that you give your students?
It's a series of four scenarios that we have the students run through in our flight simulator. So the students go in, they're second year students. They are in crews of two or three, and they fly through a scenario without any assistance from the instructor. Through the computer station at the back, I can provide failures. I also am the air traffic controller, simulating that, so I can kind of give them instructions, provide feedback. So if they're looking for weather updates, I can be that person. I occasionally pretend to be another aircraft in the area to throw in another little challenge. So it's a little bit like one of those old choose-your-own-adventure books. You kind of have a guideline of what you expect the students to do, but it might end up a little bit differently based on their choices.
At what point in the program are they actually taking this course and doing this assignment?
This is in their final semester, so it's in the course of Advanced Operations and Crew Coordination, and it also takes a lot of information from the Human Factors and Safety course that I teach as well, so a little bit of crossover.
What would you say is the purpose of this assignment? What are the objectives?
There's a number of small pieces, but the big one is to be able to develop skills in communicating with each other as a team, as a crew, and being able to provide feedback to each other. Sometimes that's difficult to do. People don't like conflict, that sort of thing. So be able to provide feedback in the moment, in the flight, but also as well at the end, learning how to debrief as a crew and debrief themselves so that they can increase their self-awareness, their reflection, set goals for the future, and improve their skills. It's really not a technical exercise. It's we leave that alone a little bit and leave that to other missions and assignments. But this focuses more on the communication, stress management, conflict. We work in the Myers-Briggs type indicator throughout the semester, bring that back to the students so they can think about themselves in that context. What's their personality type? What do they prefer? What about the people they're working with? How is that going to work well or not?
Tell me a little bit more about the debrief portion of this assignment. So they go into the simulator, they go through all the steps and face all of the challenges and obstacles you place before them, and then they come out and go into a separate room to debrief that simulation experience.
Yeah, I'll step back just a little bit. When I started to think how to develop this a little bit further than just our typical training, I checked with Janet Miller in Student Counseling Center. I was wondering if there was an opportunity to incorporate something there in the counseling aspect of stress management, communication, and so on. And I went in not even quite sure what I was asking for, and it was a really great conversation, and she and Sonia also have been helping in the last 3 years as we developed this. They've been part of a classroom conversation prior to the first simulation, and then they actually come in and observe the first one as well. So the students go into the scenario in the simulator. They are being watched by two psychologists and myself, so we discuss nerves a little bit. They have a little bit of a hard time with that, but do get used to it. We fly for about half an hour of the scenario, and we take a break, just pause the simulator where it's at, step out into that back room, and that's where I sit back and let Janet and Sonia kind of take over asking the questions. And it's been fantastic for me to learn as well the type of questions to ask and to guide. Because initially, students are used to a debrief with an instructor where they're given a lot of guidance. It's not typically something that we as instructors are able to develop very well. I'm speaking for myself and my past instructing. And it's nice to be able to help the students recognize their own learning, right, instead of telling them. So in this debrief with Janet and Sonia, in this mid-brief, I should say, they ask questions such as, you know, I noticed at this point you became quiet, whereas previously you were quite vocal. Or, you know, I noticed you made a comment twice and nobody acknowledged that, so what was going on there? Or a discussion aspect. So really not the technical, but asking about the communication. So it provides a framework for the future simulations on how they can debrief themselves. After that debrief, talking about what's going well, what could be better, we go back into the simulator and to kind of finish up the flight. They just pick up right where they left off. Once that's over, so about a total hour of flying time, then back into the back room for our final debrief on how everything went. So that's where they get to provide some feedback for each other in the scenario. And then after that, they go home. They have 48 hours to do an individual reflective assignment, as well as a crew debrief. And there's some guided questions to take them through that process.
And what do you mean by a crew debrief?
So the crew, the two or three of them, they have to discuss how the flight went as a crew. They're expected to take at least half an hour. Sometimes they take an hour or an hour and a half. They talk through the different aspects, what went well, what were the threats to the flight, what were the errors that were made, feedback for each other through that process.
And they do that in writing or just orally?
They discuss first, and then they also do that. They submit that in a written form to me.
And so before you send them away to do their reflective writing and their crew debrief, there's the kind of debrief at the end of the one-hour simulation mm-hmm. experience. What goes on in that session?
The first one, it's still a little bit of guidance on the very first scenario on what type of questions to ask, a little bit of guidance on how did you feel? It's the feeling questions. How did you feel when this happened? Or when the captain said this, what was your response? Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
And is that your role in those debriefs to be asking those questions?
On the first one, I leave that to Janet and Sonia.
Oh, okay.
And from the second one, I provide a little bit more guidance. But in the second, third, fourth simulation, I see a real growth on just letting the students talk. So it's a little bit different for them, but I tell them, okay, this is your chance to debrief. I'm going to sit back and listen. And initially, it's a little bit hard for them to get into because it's something new. I find they look at me a lot to talk to me. So I write notes. I'm looking down. I'm trying to stay out of the conversation. And by the fourth simulation, it's amazing how they can just talk for 10, 15 minutes without any interruption from me, really reflecting on what happened, having those aha moments of, oh, right, this is what happened, this is what we could have done. It's really amazing to see the progress. And the feedback, it's been fantastic. Some of them have asked if we could do some more. So they do enjoy it. They see the value in it. Typically, when students are learning, they get to prepare for a flight, they memorize a procedure, they go into the airplane, they execute that, and it's very easy to judge failure or success. However, these simulations are different. It's not a success or a fail. It's not about the technical side, and for some students, that's a little bit hard to grasp initially, to really understand what is the point of this, why are we doing this? But the buy-in definitely happens, and it's exciting to see that process.
If a colleague were to approach you and ask you about this assignment, are there any tips or suggestions that you would give them for implementing a similar assignment in their own course?
I think this is a useful tool. Doesn't matter what occupation, what job, what kind of environment you're in. It doesn't have to be the use of a simulator. I think there's other ways that this could be used. And when this is set up, the urge to interrupt and fix is very strong. I've certainly found that in myself, especially starting a scenario and think, oh, just one little change. Can I just make one comment? But it's really important to sit back and let the scenario play out so you can see the outcomes.
And so you do assign a grade for the written component that they submit later.
Mm-hmm.
Is there also a grade assigned for their process throughout the assignment?
In the first two simulations, I assign marks for their team submission of their crew debrief and also for their individual one. So provided they give me clear examples of what occurred and what their learning is, then they have the marks for that. The framework is there, the questions are there for them to answer.
Right.
In the third and fourth, then I also give them some marks, some assessment myself. So I've kind of given them a couple of simulations to learn the process and how it works. And then my assessment is on the process afterwards. And I give them guidance. There's five areas such as workload management, conflict, resolution, and so on that I'm looking at in their performance. But with that in mind, they could still have quite a terrible flight where things do not go well, but then come into the debrief and discuss it in amazing ways that are very thorough and show their learning from that. And if that's the case, then they can still receive full marks.
It sounds like your students get a lot out of this assignment.
I feel like this is something I could talk about a fair bit. It's just, it's a really fun part of my job, and it's really nice to see that it's effective and the students enjoy it and learn from it.
Well, thank you very much, Deanna.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
This has been Episode 5 of the Teaching Strides podcast and brings Season 1 to a close. Will Teaching Strides continue for a second season? Find out by signing up for our email alert, subscribing to the series in iTunes, and visiting us at teachingstrides.ca. Thanks for listening. Teaching Strides is a production of the Academic Development Center at Mount Royal University.
Teaching Strides. MRU faculty daring greatly.